The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. Guess what? We actually have a football game this week. Well, sort of. A bunch of football games that are sort of football. But let's get to it. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go. Oh.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you want to watch us on live stream, go to ESPN975.com. Watch us on live stream. Just click on that. Very simple. It's a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. Let's have some fun today. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports, stuff like that. I've got a sagging microphone here.
It's limp.
It's limp. Barry's been using it, so.
Well, if you go to Eros, no, never mind. Erosmedicalgroup.com, they can fix that microphone for you. Oh, man. How was your weekend?
God, is it over? I guess so. It was good. There was some, had some beverages, had some, some other stuff, and had a good time.
Good.
Watched the fights, and then, I had to go get my kids back from my mom's. Oh, yeah. So my kids are back at home, which, what are you going to do?
Get the farm room off for a little bit.
Yeah, and then I've got, my kids got baseball tryouts tonight, so I've got to go there after the show. And it's a busy time. You know how it is, Fred. It's always busy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. But I went to, finally got to go to Pitch 25 this weekend. Pretty cool place.
Oh, is that the soccer bar?
Brian Ching's bar, yeah.
And how was it?
Really cool. I enjoyed it. It's huge. It is like a giant warehouse.
Good brew?
Yeah, they got a good brew selection. And, it's a real good alcohol selection. I only had a couple wings, but they were very good. So did that. And actually was able to get into a truck yard a couple times during the day because there was nobody there.
Okay.
After 6 o'clock, forget it. But, that's all I did. Just went, wandered down the street and had a few brews and then stayed home and did a bunch of horse gambling Saturday, hoping to break out of my slump. That didn't go well.
Oh, no.
No.
The slump continues.
Yep.
Greater or lesser slump than John Football's?
Comparable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
You were just chucking them up there, yeah, huh?
Let me just put it this way. I get back between 8 and 12% on my bookie for my horse bets.
Uh-huh.
My bonus money was well over 100 bucks today. So just so you know. That was rough. And I mean, it wasn't a good situation to be put in because he'd only been there a week. He's still learning the league. The problem was those were the two worst teams in the league.
I mean, you get drilled by the other bad team. What's that make you?
The bad team that didn't want you, by the way, that drilled you. So it was a rough debut. I still think he has the skill set to be really good up there. So I'm not going to write him off after that. But it couldn't have gone much worse for a first debut. And if you didn't see it, he threw four picks in the first half. They were down, I think it was 38-3 by the time I got home. Because I was all excited. I was going to watch it. And we were at Texadelphia, which that was really cool. And met some really cool blitzers there and was stuck around, had a beer afterwards. And by the time I got home, it was four picks and not so good for Sir Jonathan.
Not so good.
But a lot of it is that team is just awful. And I think the real problem, they're being coached by Mike Sherman.
Yeah, well, he saw something in John initially and...
Well, he turned out to be right about that, but the guy can't coach.
He's not a good coach.
And I was stunned when they hired him, and I know it's not going to go well, but But I do think that give him some time, let him learn the offense a little bit, let him learn the league, and he'll look better, but it'd be impossible to look any worse. It's just one of those that if you wanted to pick something to say, all right, I want to make fun of John Football for his debut, yeah, that was it. Because there wasn't – at one point, though, I want to say he was like 9 of 15 with 4 picks, so he'd only had one or two balls hit the ground. But, yeah, it was rough. I want him to do well because I think it'd be fun to see him, you know, go up there and have some success. Plus, it was cool to see that many people interested in the CFL, which, by the way, 2-0 again this weekend on that.
Did you bet against John?
I did bet against
John. Well, there you go.
But, yeah, 18-9 for the season now. So I'm starting to get back to my CFL dominance after a slow start. Didn't make up for the horses, though. I did hit one nice trifecta. And thought, okay, here we go. I'm turning it around. And then that I just pissed all that away in about an hour. So, oh, well.
It's all right. Can't win them all.
Yeah, well, and I know. It's just I haven't had that big score in so long. But that's when it's officially a slump.
Right.
You know, I haven't had an IRS ticket. And it may have been the last time we were in Vegas. Might have been the last time I got an IRS
listen,
ticket.
You can't.
But I really haven't been playing this that much. I decided, you know what? I'm going to sit here on the couch, have a few brews. There's some big races at Saratoga. Let's fire away.
Okay.
And fire and fire. And
keep firing and keep firing.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Maybe you'll hit something
at
some point.
You look down at your ammunition and you're like, damn, I'm running low.
I'll just say there's 4 deposit reminders in my email.
No. Damn it.
That's how it went.
That's the worst.
Yeah. But you know what? It was fun, though, to just kind of sit there and play. So I didn't really do much this weekend other than, you know, had a few brews with some friends and just chilled.
Cool.
So ready to rock and roll this week. I'm excited as hell. I'm just in a fantastic mood today. Don't know why.
I'm happy to hear it, Fred.
Actually, though, there's a lot of good stuff going on here with Gal Media. We were just talking to David about some things we're working on that's going to be really good for us. And hopefully we're going to have Sports Map up on this new system here pretty soon, which is going to be awesome. So I'm excited that my life is going to get easier.
Yeah.
Because it needs to, because it's football season.
Yeah. We got other stuff to worry about.
Yeah. Now I got to crank it up because this is when it gets busy. But preseason games this week, I actually wrote my column today on 5 things to look for in the preseason games.
All right.
Because most people want to look at the score and things like that. And unless you're betting, that really doesn't matter. But there are some things you can watch for that might be helpful for you and figuring out what your team's going to be. Did you watch any Astros this week?
I watched a little bit here and there.
Yeah, that was the thing. I think this might be the first time I've seen it, the majority of all 3 games of a series.
Yeah, again, I'm trying to avoid sports on the weekend until football starts, but I caught a little bit, and then I watched the fights. But, yeah, I saw a little. I mean, the Lance McCullers thing is obviously sort of the story.
That's a little bit of a concern,
of the weekend,
yeah.
Which – especially because it's his elbow. It's like, of all the things you could say, like,
uncomfortable. Yeah, that's
like, oh, great. Well, we've seen this story before, and it ain't good.
He hasn't made it through a full season yet.
No, yeah. But it's a weird because, I mean, that you won, what, 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers over the weekend?
Yeah.
That feels good, and because that's a good team. But you lost ground in the division.
Yeah.
You win 2 out of 3 and you still lose ground. The A's are only 4 games back. They've won 5 games in a row. They make a trade today for a starting pitcher. They got Mike Fiers, former Astro, Mike Fiers from the Tigers. And Mike Fiers actually looks pretty decent. But so that should help Oakland. Seattle's falling apart. They are
yeah.
the wheels are coming off. I mean,
we kind of saw that coming, though, when they're sitting there with a really good record and a +1 run differential.
You're yeah.
Like, at some point, that's got to even out.
And I think at this point, they are. I think we can go ahead and say they're out of the division race. I won't say they're out of the playoff race because if the Yankees are, they're not doing much better than the Mariners right now.
And there's no telling when Aaron Judge is going to be back.
Yep.
So there's some issues there. And I still think that they're still close enough to the A's that if they turn it around and win 5 or 6 in a row and the A's, you know, go through a 3-3 stretch, they can be right back in there with them too. But I think that race is going to be very interesting between those 3 teams moving forward.
Yeah.
Because you would have just penciled the Yankees in halfway through.
Yeah.
And really,
and listen, they got swept by the Red Sox. Okay. The Red Sox are pretty good too. Yeah. I mean, it's not like it's
there's no shame in that.
They didn't get swept by the Orioles. If that was the case, then maybe there would be more concern. But,
or the Rangers.
Well, yeah, could be that. No, but I think you know, I think it's going to be it'll be interesting to watch them down the stretch and see what happens. And I think this series, this you know, the series that's coming up here for the Astros is interesting. I think that. The Astros are a team that is not they're clearly not playing as well as they were in the first half, right?
Yeah, and now it's not just the fact that you haven't had Altuve, you haven't had Correa. You're at least going to get Correa back pretty soon, we think. But Springer's
gone now.
Yeah, after you know, he sat out some time with an injury, and now it wasn't too serious, but now this one, X-ray's negative, but. That looked painful. It doesn't look like something you're coming back from this week.
Well, he's on the DL. They placed him on the DL.
Okay, I didn't see that.
Yeah, so he hits the DL. And the Giants, they're not great, but they're not awful either. I mean, they're still in the mix of
they're
things.
They're a 500 team, and they're in the mix, yeah.
They're five games out in their division. They feel like they're still in this thing. So these games are important to them. And then, of course, right after that, you get the four games at home against Seattle, which I think are... That's a really big series for the Astros. Yeah, they need to go in there and make something happen.
That feels like a 3 out of 4. But if you're not going to be healthy, then suddenly those kind of series aren't that easy.
No.
And really, none of them are going to be easy. If your lineup, when you've got all those guys, any one of them can go on a tear. But right now, I mean, if Alex Bregman and Gurriel are the best bats in your lineup,
yep.
You're still good, but you know, you're not World Series good. So yeah. I think... Getting Correa back certainly will help. It just depends on what kind of Correa you're going to get back. And, yeah, how about some credit to Jake Marisnyk, who's played really well since this last call-up, including a hell of a catch yesterday.
And playing much better than he did before.
Yeah. I mean,
that's a...
So you're getting something out. Well, he's been hitting over 300 since he got called up. So, and he's always played defense. So, but, yeah, how about Justin Verlander the other night? 14
nice.
Strikeouts. Yeah, he was dealing. And, I don't want to get into the subject again, but why did the Astros release yet another statement on the Osuna trade? Because all that did was open it up.
Because they feel weird about it, and they're feeling that pressure.
Yeah, well, they should have just left that alone.
Probably so.
Because I noticed USA Today wrote a big thing about how embarrassed the Astros should be, and they hadn't weighed in on it. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Carbach Brewing. Eric, the brewmaster from Carbach, is going to be in today. We're going to talk to him. See, he's bringing in some beers, so we'll tell you about those and all the great summer beers available now at Carbach, including the OG Hop Delusion all over the city right now. It's fantastic. It's the Mosaic and a touch of Citra hops, and it's really the IPA that kind of put Carbach on the map for hops. And they've got all their great summer beers as well. The Weekday Warrior Session IPA, the Staycation, the Tasty Wave Summer Ale, all these available. And, of course, the Love Street, which is available year-round, but so good during these warm months. And then every Wednesday night from 7 to 9, enjoy Music to Your Beer Wednesdays. There's no charge to get in and listen to the music. You just pay normal beer garden pricing for beer, hang out, have a good time, listen to some tunes. Bring your dog out there. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for all things going on Carbach related. And when you're out and about this week, ask your bartender, or when you're at the grocery store, find a Carbach.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Have an announcement at 5 o'clock. I'll give a sneak preview for you guys listening now, though. Looks like Sports on the Rocks will finally drop tomorrow. We'll be on the
All website. Right.
It turned out great. We have a final version of it. And we have another version that we've got cut down for TV. But, we're just tweaking everything. Now we're working with some technical stuff to make sure it works. But it looks like it will hit tomorrow. And I think you guys will like it.
All right.
I I think my favorite thing from the weekend, besides John Football, was the Browns trading yet another first-round pick. Did you see all the tweets about this?
About Corey Coleman?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very odd.
There are 9 draft picks now from 2011 through 2016 in the first round. All gone. All lasted an average of 2.3 seasons in Cleveland.
My goodness. That's not a good ratio.
Yeah, so Corey Coleman lasted 2 years, and then they traded him for a 7th round pick. 2015, Danny Shelton lasted 3 years, and then they traded him. 2015, Cam Irving lasted 2 years before they traded him. And none of these guys have really done anything since. 2014, Justin Gilbert, 2 years.
Right.
Traded. Johnny Manziel, 2 years, released. Barkevis Mingo, 3 years, traded. Trent Richardson, 1 year, traded.
Ugh.
They at least got a pick back for that, but then they screwed that up. Brandon Whedon may still be the best name on this list. And 2011, Phil Taylor, 4 years before they released him.
Oh, boy.
You just can't. There's a reason you're 1-31 over the last 2 years. If your first-round picks are that, then, yeah.
That's not going well.
Jay said, given today's news, surely Mr. Jones will be talked about on the show today. If I called in, could I speak with Alex? I have a theory I want to run by him.
We might talk about Alex Jones at some point.
Yeah, I might. My opinion on that might surprise you a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, 713-780-ESPN's the number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the text line. You can always do that. And you can always comment on the live stream if you wish to do that, which I haven't opened yet. So John, I noticed there's balloons behind us here.
Yeah, I guess they decided to decorate after the party.
Silvery balloons. Yeah, we're still having some fun conversations about the aftermath of that party. But
it was a good time.
It was. And I don't know how many times I can do that in a month or even a lifetime and still survive. But it was a good time. We'll definitely do something again for the listeners. But I heard some stories, and some of which I can't repeat.
It's a good story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could repeat it to you off air.
Okay, yeah, I want to hear it.
713-780-3776. So, John, what's the Comic-Cast plans for the week?
We're going to be talking about the whole James Gunn thing. I think Disney's going to kibosh that.
You think they're going to bring him back?
No.
It's over.
Yeah, he's done. We talked the whole Ben Affleck thing with DC. He may or may not come back again, so it's up in the air.
I gotta say, man, Ben Affleck's a pretty good Batman.
I agree, and you know how I was against the whole thing to begin with. I didn't want another Batman.
Yeah,
I've really come around on him.
Unpopular opinion: Ben Affleck's pretty good at being Batman. So I think they should bring him back. DC overthinks everything. They're ruining their own product.
I think it's him. I don't think he wants to do it anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's a different story.
But I think.
Listen, what else you got going on, Ben Affleck? I mean, what's going to make you more money?
I think he enjoys directing more than anything else.
How come they don't have Ben Affleck direct a Batman movie?
He was going to, and then they just couldn't work it out.
Hmm.
Yeah, and what's I think going to end up happening is they're going to make a Batman movie with Ben Affleck in it, but it's going to be a flashback movie. So he's just going to be like the old Bruce Wayne, but then
they're going to make him look younger.
No. They're going to flash back, and then they're going to just hire a new person to play Bruce Wayne.
That never worked. No. I think they need to have like the technology, like they need to kind of make him de-aged. You know how they can digitally make people younger. That's what they need to do with him. Because you can't, if you could like have a whole different actor playing it, it never works.
Well, the thing is that I don't think he wants to sign up for the entire movie. That's the problem.
Oh, gosh. He's got to get this figured out.
Yeah. Well, you can't really do a Batman going forward thing until you decide if there's going to be another Justice League, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And it seems like there's nothing in the works for that, even though I like that movie. I know I'm in the minority on that, but I thought it was pretty good. And the more I watch it, as soon as Infinity Wars becomes available for rent, I'm going to watch that again. It's got the buy it now option, which is too much money, but I'll pay $6 to watch that again.
Okay.
So. Oh, and I watched Mission Impossible this weekend. Pretty good.
I heard it's good.
Yeah, I haven't. I watched 1, 2, 3, 4. I skipped 5, and this is number 6.
I may have seen. I think I saw the first one. I think that's it.
Yeah, there's a lot of action and very little CGI. So it's a lot of it's like stunt work, and so if you're a big fan of that, go watch it.
Well, I'm a fan of the whole series. I've enjoyed it. I haven't seen this one yet. I did watch some movies this weekend. Well, one thing I did watch was the I watched the Robin Williams documentary.
Mm-hmm.
That was depressing as hell.
I was gonna say that doesn't sound fun.
I know, and it just
because it's not about like his comedy career. It's about like his.
Well, no, it focused more on the positive stuff, but you know how it ends, right? So you know that even when you think he's going to be okay, he's not. So I was so depressed after that, I had to go day drink. But I did watch that, and then I watched. Did it
feel like Andre the Giant? Because that kind of felt like that too.
Very similar, yeah. It reminded me almost parallel of one that I saw about Robert Downey Jr., but then he cleaned up and was, and at least apparently
right, then now. Then he turned into Iron Man.
Yeah, and he's doing okay.
Did you see that mugshot of Bill Goldberg that played in the Mighty Ducks?
No.
I'll put it up on the screen for you in a little bit, but this guy got arrested, and he's 39 years old. Keep in mind, when you see this photo, he's 39 years old, and he has been dabbling in some meth.
Oh, no. No. Was Goldberg the fat guy on Mighty Ducks?
Yes.
Well, he was the goalie?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to look up a before picture real quick, so I'm not...
Yeah, while you're doing that, I also watched Sahara, which was from 2005 that I didn't even know existed, that had Matthew McConaughey in it.
Uh-huh.
And as one of my favorite book characters, Dirk Pitt. And I thought that was, it kind of got panned, but it was pretty solid. I never knew it existed. It had like Penelope Cruz and William H. Macy, Delroy Lindo, a whole bunch of good actors in it besides McConaughey. And then I watched Rampage with The Rock.
Which,
it was actually fun.
Was it?
Yeah. It was, for what it was, I didn't want to think. I just wanted to see some action and flying wolves. And that's pretty cool.
A slight spoiler warning for people that haven't seen it. I haven't seen it either, but he apparently changed the script for Rampage to have a happy ending instead of a depressing ending.
Okay.
Well, I was happier when I thought it was going to be a depressing ending. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's Goldberg right there.
What? Wow.
He's 39 years old.
That was him when he was a kid. And then I saw a picture of him, like, it doesn't look like, he looks like he's in his mid-30s there, right?
Yeah, he's actually looks like kind of good decent. There, yeah.
Man, that's not dabbling in meth.
No,
that's
the whole thing.
Oh, boy. Kids, don't do drugs.
Wow. Especially not meth.
Yeah. Nick says Michael Keaton greater than Ben Affleck. That's just wrong. Drunk Bevo says hot take: Batfleck is overrated, just in amazing action scenes. But dude is a 50-plus Batman with all his adventures in the past. Ben Affleck's like in his mid-40s. He's not 50. Like, how old's Bruce Wayne supposed to be?
In that movie, he's supposed to be like an older version of Bruce Wayne.
Okay.
Yeah, because he even alludes to that he's too old to be doing it now when he and Wonder Woman. Well, I mean, that's the only thing about Justice League I didn't like is he didn't hook up with Wonder Woman.
He might have.
They kind of flirted with that idea. They were flirting.
Yeah.
She's like an alien though, right?
Yeah, she's a god.
Yeah. That's I don't know if regular dudes are like can penetrate those walls. You know what I mean?
Well, in her movie, she hooked up with a regular guy.
Yeah, I guess so. But they didn't do it.
Yeah, they did.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
If that guy can do it, I'm sure Batman can. Do you think Bruce Banner and Black Widow can do it?
Not as the Hulk.
Oh, what if he turns mid-thrust?
Oh, he would kill her.
Blow her hips out.
Yeah, I'm sure he's the size of her.
That would be kind of a cool scene. I don't think Marvel would never do it where they're actually having relations and all of a sudden he hulks. That'd be hilarious.
So Fred tells me, John, have you had problems with some websites today?
What websites?
Facebook, for instance.
Well, I haven't been on Facebook much this today.
And then today, I tried to, when we were talking about the George Springer thing, I tried to pull up the fantasy Yahoo Fantasy website to confirm what I was what I had read. And like some of the websites aren't working. Fred says we're getting new, more powerful internet.
I think mostly for the sales side.
No, so we're still on the same old crappy internet?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what is working. I just know they were getting rid of one and changing things, and it was affecting things this morning. But
do you think the sales side needs the internet more or our side?
I don't know. I think they need
How often do they have to look up something on the fly?
Well, they got to email these clients all the time.
Yeah, but email doesn't take a bunch of speed.
Mm. Think about how many people we have over there now.
Too many.
We're very big, AJ.
We've become very famous.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
94.1. Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
Thanks, Tony Kemp.
Thank you, Tony Kemp. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. You can also text the show. You can also hit us up on Twitter. Hope everybody's having an awesome Monday. Get this week off to a good start and have Eric in here later with some beer. So that'll
make everything better.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything's better with beer.
Yep.
Especially when it's a Carbach. We were talking a little bit off air about backup quarterback situation, which right now I don't think is being talked about enough with the Texans because I think people think this is what they're going to go with, but I do think there might be some possible opportunities out there based on some of these other rosters and who's going to make the teams. And you were talking specifically about the Raiders.
Yeah, the Raiders, what I was reading today is that the Raiders might possibly only carry two quarterbacks on their roster. Obviously, Derek Carr is one of them. They owe him $125 million. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I think he's going to make the team, AJ. Yeah.
And the two backups on the team are EJ Manuel and Connor Cook, both of whom I feel like would be an upgrade for the Texans and really an upgrade for a lot of teams as a backup quarterback. You know, I don't think those guys are guys that they're not the kind of guys that you feel will ever turn into a starter in the NFL. EJ Manuel's had his chance. Connor Cook has yet to really earn a chance. I think those guys are backup quarterbacks, but I feel like they're fairly decent quality backup quarterbacks, particularly Manuel, a guy who's got a lot of experience, you know?
I agree.
As a starter.
I also think that Cook still has upside.
Yeah.
We really haven't seen what he can be yet. The other name that I want to throw out there, because I think there's a good chance that he might get moved on last cutdown, especially if Sam Darnold winds up starting, is Teddy Bridgewater.
It wouldn't shock me.
Because, you know, obviously McCown is a really solid backup who can start for you and is a good guy to develop Darnold. Some team says, hey, we'll give you a fifth-round pick for Teddy Bridgewater. Absolutely, you do it, right? And if you're the Texans, is that not an upgrade? Especially if he plays enough to show you his knee's fine.
Yeah.
That's the big question, and I'm guessing we're going to see a lot of him in the preseason. And if he holds up, that's not a bad backup quarterback.
I'm with you there, too.
So, I mean, I think that's something to keep an eye on, that at some point they may make a move at that position with one of these guys. And yeah, I think there's some other players that'll probably get cut as well. But I like all three of those names as a backup.
The Jets aren't paying Bridgewater very much. I mean,
no, it's like a very team friendly deal. But then they also,
so why not keep him for and then maybe trade him later in the year? Like, I don't think that's a guy that's going to just get cut and thrown into a trash heap.
No, I don't think they're going to cut him. But I think they will try to move him, and if they can get a mid round pick for him, which seems reasonable.
Oh yeah.
Then
as long as they're not cutting him because his knee's done.
Right. But the other possibility is, as you mentioned, is wait until the season's underway and somebody loses a starting quarterback.
Right.
And when Watson goes down again, the Texans call him and have to give up a third round pick.
Right. Then you got to give up more.
Yeah. Yeah. Although it depends. If you're off to if you're a 2-3, pick's not going to help you. I mean, you're not, that trade's not going to help you. But if you're 5-1 and lose Watson for a month,
I would honestly, even if they are 5-1 and lose Watson, if he's gone, just forget about winning. You know what I mean? Because you can't. Like that, I don't think that.
But what if it's, he's out for like a month? You're going to have 4 to 5 games in there without him.
Okay. That's different.
I mean, isn't it worth at that point trying to bring in?
But if he's only going to be gone a month, maybe you think, I mean.
Maybe Brandon
Whedon. If you don't think Brandon Whedon can handle 4 games, then why is he on the team now? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that they believe. I mean, if something were to happen where he's done for the season, like, don't go trade for someone. Just say, you know what? This is another lost season. We'll get another high draft pick. Hopefully Watson will be healthy next year, because the team they've put around Deshaun Watson is not good enough to be a contender.
Not offensive.
Without him.
Not with the offensive line the way it is. I don't think they have enough at running back either.
Their offensive line is so bad. And I know they've improved it somewhat this offseason. I mean, point to one of those guys and say he's an above average starter in the NFL. And we were talking during the break. Can you even say that about Nick Martin? Like, for the longest time, we've been like, oh, they'll be solid at center because Nick Martin is solid. Nick Martin damn near never plays. And when he does, I mean, he's just a guy.
He's been pretty average.
Yeah.
And Mance is serviceable. But you can't have 5 serviceable guys on your offensive line.
You've either got 5 guys who are serviceable or less.
Yeah, yeah. I think serviceable is the highest.
Like, that's what I'm saying. There's not one guy on that offensive line who you look at and go, that's an above-average starter in the NFL. I mean, they are average at best at any of those positions, and I would say below average in most. And so if Deshaun Watson's gone, I'm on team, hey, tank. And get a high pick and use it on a left tackle. That's a team I fall on.
Yeah, and besides a high pick on a left tackle, go out and sign whoever the best one available is.
As a right tackle,
yeah.
Yep.
You load up next year on that line. But the reality is, even being the most optimistic that you can about it, maybe Julian Davenport takes a big step in this year and becomes a decent left tackle. That's a big maybe. Maybe Henderson, he's played well when he's been healthy. Maybe he plays well for you on the other side. You really expecting all these things to happen, though?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, you're that's asking, a lot of, like, I mean, that's just if a this lot. Happens, yeah, and this happens, and this happens.
Exactly, and I think that's where you kind of look at it and go, okay, so maybe they're better in the middle, but they couldn't have been much worse than Xavier Suofilo last year.
No.
But, it's just you need that group to somehow be average. If you can just be average... Then that should be enough. But I just think it's asking a lot to do that. We'll see.
I pulled up a mock draft. They have 3 offensive tackles going in the top 10 picks.
Yeah.
So if one of those guys, if Deshaun's hurt, oh no, just 2. Sorry, just 2 guys in the top 10. So if he gets hurt, then it's got to be one of those guys. You got 2 guys. And I don't know. I mean, obviously, there's college football hadn't even started, but David Edwards, tackle from Wisconsin, which
any Wisconsin tackle is going to be,
they'll be a high draft pick.
Yeah.
The other guy is Trey Adams from Washington, who tore his ACL last year.
Yeah.
So, but they've got to fix that before they can become like a real contender. I get Deshaun Watson's he's kind of a magical guy, and I'm sure he's going to do some things to surprise everybody, but he can't do everything by himself. I mean, he's still one guy, and until they're better on that offensive line, it's just hard to imagine them contending for anything more than, you know, a 9-7 AFC South championship.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's 9-7 suddenly doesn't look good enough to cut it in that division.
No, it's because you don't really know. Frankly, I think I still think the Colts are such a high variance because of luck.
Yeah,
but
I think the Colts and the Texans are basically the same as far as what their ceiling and floor is both incredibly high and incredibly low.
And I'll be honest with you, I would probably, if you asked me to which roster I'd rather have, I think I might take the Titans over either one of them. But I don't trust the coaching staff to do anything with it. So.
And Jacksonville, we can all agree Jacksonville is the best team in the division.
On paper going in, absolutely. Yeah. Now,
best team, even with the worst quarterback, it doesn't matter. The rest of their team is built up and is so good.
Yeah. I mean, I could see them regressing a little bit, but they're not going to regress enough to where 9-7 is going to win the division.
I don't think so either.
But, and I also could see, you know, we always just sort of start writing guys off as garbage, and I'm guilty of this, but you know, if Bortles could still turn into something. He's shown enough flashes. He's got enough around him. I think he's got a pretty good coaching staff around him. Would it totally shock you if he evolved into a decent quarterback this year?
No.
And I'm not talking about, he's going to turn into Matt Ryan. But, you know, what if he had a really good Alex Smith type year where he didn't turn the ball over and they ran the ball really well? I think that team would be terrific. And he did that. I mean,
they almost went to the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah. I mean, I thought he was really good in the first half of that game. And in the second half, they tightened everything up. But, I mean, if you can do that and go into New England, then maybe you can do it on a more consistent basis. And I know I've been anti-Blake Bortles all along, but I could see, I could see him maybe taking a step this year. And if he does, then they're legitimate. There's no question. Because that's the one big question mark we have about him.
Well, and Lenny asked an interesting question. If Watson gets hurt again and misses most of the season again, shouldn't you be looking for another quarterback at the top of the draft? Which, that'd be another option to entertain, although I'd still think you'd be better off getting a left tackle before you bring in another quarterback and put him behind a garbage offensive line and get him hurt.
I think you'd have to take – you're committed to this year, next year at least.
Yeah.
And hoping he stays healthy.
If he's hurt the next 2 years, you move on. But even if he does show real signs of brilliance. But, if he gets hurt next year and the year after, or this year and next year, then you're looking at RG3's happening to you. And that's
and then you'll have to move on. But I think that's worst case scenario.
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible, but.
I still think. Either way, if Watson in game five this season blows out a knee again and you've got the third or fourth pick in the draft, it's got to be a left tackle.
Yeah.
Because if you use it on a quarterback and put him behind this offensive line, he's going to end up just like Deshaun Watson, broken.
Can I give you another doomsday scenario?
Sure.
What if J.J. Watt's completely broken and you had a chance to draft Ed Oliver and cut J.J. Watt loose?
No. I mean, because your defense, even without J.J. Watt, your defense is still serviceable. I mean.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. I don't know what you're going to do with Clowney. What if Clowney gets snapped again and you don't bring him back next year?
If you lose Clowney and Watt, then you're looking at a different scenario.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to lose both. I don't want to get into the worst-case scenario things, but I do think they're.
But I do think
we don't know what J.J.'s going to be. I mean, I know he can come out and say, I'm going to be great, but.
You want my best guess? A year from today, one of those two guys isn't on the team. And I think this year kind of determines which one it is.
Right now, if the Raiders called you and said, we'll give you Khalil Mack for Jadeveon Clowney, would you do it?
Of course.
So would I.
But I don't think the Raiders would do that.
Well, they're having issues with him. He's not signed, and he's holding out. They haven't talked. not that I want to stir up that little hornet's nest, but I sure think I'd have a hard time saying no to that.
I mean, I'd have a hard time saying no to Khalil Mack for anybody on the roster. I guess he does have to get paid, which is going to be problematic I guess at least an issue for whoever takes him on. But yeah, that's a hell of a player. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Triangle Energy. There are a ton of energy providers out there in the Houston area, and they're going to offer you different things. How about free weekends? How about free days? How about cash bonus? The list goes on, and you may have fallen for one of those ploys, and then months later you find out I'm paying a higher rate than I signed up for, or there's additional fees on my bill. What's going on with this? You know where you never get that, where that never happens? Triangle Energy. They don't do it. They keep it simple. The rate you see, that is the rate that you pay. There's no gimmick. There's no minimum usage fees. There's no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. Call 877-93-EAGLE. Or log on to TryEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional rate. That's 877-93-EAGLE. Or log on to TryEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064 for Triangle Energy.
Sure. Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, guys, check out SportsMap.com. More great stuff on there today. Joel Blank, who's been killing it on the site, breaks down how the Rockets could move Ryan Anderson. I've got back to the regular writing schedule now. I have five things to look for in the NFL preseason games, which we can talk about a little bit here at some point today, just so that you can watch the games and actually get something out of them other than, hey, it's football and I'm drinking.
I'm working on an article called Five Websites I Can't Get Onto at Work Because the Internet's Messed Up.
Yeah, that's very strange, but because it works fine on the phone,
yeah,
which is the same internet.
I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah. Joel has also has his column today, which it's time to appreciate LeBron for all he does off the court. Which
I thought he was really dumb.
Well, he may be, but he's also a good dude off the court, apparently.
And I like Mike.
Do you? the guy who was involved with the mob and everything.
Isn't that crazy? That's what, like, the president of the United States is tweeting about?
Oh, is he? I honestly, man, I haven't paid any attention to...
You didn't hear... You didn't...
No.
You were that able to avoid the news cycle that well?
Yeah, I don't... Anytime I see Trump and athletes, I tend to just change a channel.
Wow, you are... That's good for you.
There's certain things I just don't want to hear about anymore.
Well, good for you, but I'm going to tell you exactly what he said, because now, I mean, I'm proud that you were able to avoid it, but now I've
got it. Probably happened Thursday night, because I wouldn't have remembered it.
What was August 3rd? It was Friday.
Okay, I still wasn't recovered, so I missed it.
LeBron James was just interviewed by the dumbest man on television, Don Lemon.
Oh, I did see that.
He made LeBron look smart, which isn't easy to do. I like Mike.
Okay.
What? The leader of the free world. Basketball drama.
Well, and then Michael came out and was like, I'm on Team LeBron.
Even Melania came out. Like, Melania never steps on Don's toes. And she was kind of like, oh, I think what he did is great. I can't wait to see the school. Oh, boy. All right.
Man, I don't know why people keep saying this. And I get it like once a week on Twitter and text. So I'm going to answer it for the last time. And if you keep thinking this, you're just a dumb. The Texans would have to look in free agency for a top-notch lineman unless someone falls to them, since they don't have a first-round pick. They have a first-round pick next year. Maybe
why
you were.
Everybody think that?
I know. It comes up all the time. It's like, maybe you guys were asleep for an entire year. They didn't have one last draft.
It's because last year didn't count.
Yeah, I think that's probably part of it. But, yeah, just they have a first-round pick. Stop. Google is your friend on that. Go check it out. But enough already. 713-780-ESPN. I get fewer really dumb texts now that I've. Like, I have a list of numbers that I know are just trolls, and so I don't even open them now. They're just auto-deleted, which is awesome, because it makes the text experience much better for me.
Yeah.
So now, because the way it works is you have to click on the number
to open the text.
To open the text. So I have it set up that way. And so now, if you're one of, like, I've got, I think, six numbers on the list. If you're one of those, I just delete them and never read them.
That's a good move.
Yeah. And
save you some time.
Well, and it's better than blocking them, because that way, if they want to get on the other shows, they can. And it's even better for me, because they think they're trolling us and I'm never seeing them. So it's kind of me trolling you.
Okay.
Yeah. It's turning you over. 713-780-ESPN. So I got a bunch of college football stuff we can get to today. Did you see that your buddy T.O. went and worked out with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders?
I did not see that.
Yeah, apparently the day after he was enshrined in the Hall of Fame. But do you care about any of those speeches?
No.
Me either. I have zero interest in anything.
I watched a I watched the 30 for 30 on Randy Moss this weekend.
Yeah.
I was just like sitting around and I was flipping through the guide and it's so funny. I never stop on ESPN for anything anymore. And
I don't either.
Then I saw the 30 for 30 and I was like, oh, I like those. Let me see what it is. And it was Randy Moss. And I was like, I'm interested in that. And I watched it. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Well, you always were a big Randy Moss guy.
I love Randy Moss.
But
he's the only one I was interested in. I was like, I'm not interested enough to watch his speech because he talks funny.
Well, and I'm just Hall of Fame speeches do nothing for me. I was listening to Lance this morning, and he was all inspired by a couple of them, and they played some of Brian Dawkins, and I'm like, man, I didn't want to hear this Friday night. I don't want to hear this now. I want to hear you guys making penis jokes. But it just doesn't do anything for me. But apparently, T.O., the day after, went and worked out for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, who need some help. The head coach, Chris Jones, who's also kind of becoming under fire because – he's sort of like a Belichick of the CFL. Oh, not Belichick. I mean, Bill O'Brien of the CFL. He's like really cranky and mean, and he got rid of all the players when he came in. But he had just won the Grey Cup at Edmonton the year before, so that's why they brought him in and gave him total power. And they've pretty much – they made the playoffs one time in his 3 years in a freaking 9-team league.
Not good.
So he's kind of – this is kind of a big year for him, and they're off to a 2-3 start.
And your wife's excited, huh?
She hates him.
She hates T.O.?
No, not T.O. She hates Chris Jones.
Oh, okay.
Because he basically cut all her favorite players.
Who's she like more, Chris Jones or Alex Jones?
Chris Jones.
Okay.
But they kind of look alike. Chris Jones is kind of chunky and loud.
Well,
a little dust in the wind for Mr. Alex Jones.
It's easier to find Chris Jones on the internet than Alex Jones at this point.
It is now. But he said he's got some football-shaped stuff that he's going to have to get into. I don't know what that means.
T.O.'s probably in better shape than most of the guys on that team.
He caught the football well today. He got in and out of his breaks decent. Football-wise, he's got a ways to go. What does that mean? If he caught the ball and he got in and out of his breaks, what does football-wise mean?
I think they're saying, I don't know if we can afford to pay this guy what he's asking for. So we might say, he's not that good, even though if he showed up tomorrow in gym shorts off a bag of potato chips, he'd be better than anybody on our team.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the case, though. The one thing they have is a bunch of really good receivers there. So much so that they put their best guy. Dude, you're talking about a guy who's been out of the league for 5 years.
Yeah,
man.
But I just have a hard time questioning, like, T.O.'s physical conditioning.
Yeah, but
If he was slow, okay. Like, if he just totally lost a step, that's fine. But, being in game shape, like, physically.
Well, that's what I think he's trying to be nice and say the dude slowed down.
That's fair.
And you know how it is, especially with receivers. We've seen it all the time.
Put him at tight end.
They don't really have tight ends up there.
Oh.
And it's not like he could ever block. Come on.
Come on. He'd do all right.
Yeah, we're going to I want to deal with Alex Jones when we come back.
Can't wait, Fred.
Gay all frog right. update?
What's that?
Gay frog update?
Well, maybe we'll have one. If your job is sucking the life out of you, you can do something else. IT. I know you're saying, man, AJ, I don't know anything about math or science or computers. I'm a dumb. That's okay. They don't care. There's no excuse. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Helping people start an IT career, that's their thing. If you do not absolutely love what you do, change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just 2 or 3 times a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes are starting up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
Admit you were toxic. You poisoned me just for another dollar in your pocket. Now I am the violence. I am the sickness.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.